here's a story from The World.
An international effort to share vaccines globally is picking up speed. The COVAX initiative announced plans this week to get more than 330 million vaccine doses to developing nations in the first half of the year. Here's the thing, that will cover less than 4% of the population of the countries on the receiving end. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is a former president of Liberia and a Nobel Peace Prize laureate. She co-chairs the pandemic review panel at the World Health Organization, and Sirleaf warns the COVAX countries need to do more.
If they do not respond to the needs in Africa so that everyone has access in a reasonable period of time, they can be assured that they will also not be safe. This is an interdependent and interconnected world. They have to see vaccine as a global good to be able to save humanity, and humanity is worldwide. They cannot treat it as apartheid. It cannot say because you're poor, you will not be vaccinated. Only the rich will be.
Madam President, it strikes me that that message is going to have to move fast and acted upon quickly, because it seems we've been talking about the inequities of who the pandemic impacts since the beginning of the pandemic and the vaccine inequity not long after. What will happen in the next year or so if wealthy countries continue to monopolize the vaccine supply?
If they do not protect the entire world population, COVID-19 is going to continue and will perhaps become even more deadly. They will not be able to stop the spread of this disease if they do not also secure for all the countries of the world.
Last month, you were very vocal in expressing your concern about collective leadership failures at the WHO at seemingly every turn during this pandemic. Since then, what signs have you seen that the global community is responding to this concern?
Let me just put an example of the change in the United States. Well, we see the Biden administration has done all it can to reverse negative actions that were taken by the former administration. And they have committed themselves to give full support to the WHO, to give the full funding, as had been the case before. We're seeing now that countries are now discussing about the COVAX facility, and more people are making financial commitments to this facility that will be able to purchase the vaccine for countries. Many countries, too, have been offering vaccines to countries. And some of it has to come from, you know, their own supply, but in which they think that they can address the most vulnerable. We see discussion going on right now in the Development Finance Institution, the World Bank, the IMF, the African Development Bank. But the vaccines are still held, you know, by the pharmaceutical companies, by the rich countries, and until they agree on the equity and then put these entities to work, we cannot leave Africa or any other poor country behind. This world is one world. Through travel, through interconnections of every kind, communication, and there is no one that can be safe in any powerful, rich country of the world, if you leave the poor countries behind, if they do not get vaccines, if they do not get responses in building proper preventions through their national healthcare system, then you can be assured that if another pandemic comes, it will not be those who now have vaccines and are vaccinated that will be safe.
Well, you've been especially outspoken about worries that COVID-19 vaccines will not be widely available in much of Africa until 2022 or even 2023. Why does sub-Saharan Africa seem to be at the back of the line?
Well, you know, vaccines are dictated by resources and authority and power. The rich nations have been able to buy the vaccines. They provided the research for the vaccines, and it's just commercial forces and resources.
So are you saying that until those things change, sub-Saharan countries and the less wealthy nations of the world are just always going to come last?
No, I'm not saying exactly that. What I am saying is that right now, the richer countries have the resources. They are buying the vaccines. They are ensuring that their citizens get vaccinated first. Some of them have reached out. There are countries with resources that are trying to buy it. I think South Africa may be able to get 1 million vaccines you know, through their own purchase. Some countries have been giving a limited supply to address particular health workers who are vulnerable. And so will it take 22, 23? We hope not. Just remember, and we want the world to remember, that vaccine has to be a public good.
Former Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf co-chairs the World Health Organization's Pandemic Review Panel. Thank you very much.
Thank you.